Did it go as well as you expected? Better? How much?
Yeah, I think it was... you never know, these things sort of can turn out, but, I mean, the sun was out, you know, there's a big crowd, and I managed to get through 25 minutes, so, yeah, I can't ask for any more other than obviously if we'd have won, but, you know, that's a fairy tale, so, no, it was perfect, and, you know, I'm obviously well pleased I got through that.
Yeah, and it was nice to have a really strong West Ham side out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and they showed their class. I mean, they're, you know, a great outfit in regards to... you know, how they're set up, and they've been brilliant for me as well. I mean, they couldn't have done any more for this game, and, you know, just big thanks to them, and obviously Bournemouth, you know, allowing me to do it. And it was, everything. We two strong, decent sides that put on a decent game in hot conditions.
Yeah, I did say on the radio it was football's good side. The occasion was perfect. Everybody responded how you'd want them to respond for the occasion, and it was just set beautifully for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, say, just have the sun out as well, and yeah, and two teams that do like to pass it, and it's a footballing occasion. Yeah.
To get Fletch on, Darren Anderton, your brother, I mean, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, we knew we, you know, we had it as a serious game. We didn't want to make it, you know, I suppose an exhibition game, but just to get them few on the last minute, they all mean, you know, a lot to me, and you know, just finished the day off perfectly.
How hard was it for you out there? I mean, the difference between playing Wimborne and playing West Ham and trying to get into the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a lot quicker. I've been training for the last 2 days properly, which I hadn't done. So the actual real pace of it, you know, I realised how quick it was going to be. But, you know, overall, kept the ball moving, and you know, I had a few little challenges that I needed to go for as well. So, you know, all in all, I got everything I needed to out of it.
Have you ended the day feeling better about yourself physically than you started? Did you answer a few questions?
Yeah, I mean, mentally I've probably been drained for a while just because of everything. But, yeah, physically... you know, I know I've got to get fit up for sure, but actually moving around the pitch and you know, getting involved in the game, I feel that I can still do that, and you know, that's the main thing.
Football fans always surprise us, don't they? You think it's too hot for people to bother watching football. Yeah. You think it's too early for people to come out and watch football. You must be thrilled, you know, to them, and you must have a lot to say to them.
I mean, yeah. For West Ham to sell out their end as quickly as they did, and you know, and for the Bournemouth fans again, you know, it got more and more and more as we went along. You know, I can't ask any more, and I'm so grateful that has happened, because you know, you do go to testimonial games where that doesn't happen, and it can become a bit of a non-event. And but fortunately, that wasn't the case.
Just finally, what's the next step for you physically?
Just to, you know, keep doing the coaching with the development squad, and make sure that you know, I can have a couple of days where I'm not coaching him and come and join in and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a case of just making sure I get my sharpness back as much as I can, and you know, be available. I know, you know, realistically I'm not going to start, which is fine. But if I can play a part anyway, then you know, that's me.
Well done. It was a great day to remember, I think, for everyone here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Cheers.